531.
Mana of the Pacific brings together inspirational proverbs and beautiful photographs that highlight the strength, resilience, wisdom and innovation of people from across the Pacific. The book is compiled by Massey University academics Api Salome Movono and Regina Shavins, whose work focuses on Pacific people, their livelihoods and well-being. The book includes photography and proverbs from Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, Tokelau, Cook Islands, Tuvalu, Federated States of Micronesia, French Polynesia, Hawaii, Kiribati, New Caledonia, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Republic of the Marshall Islands, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu and Niue. We're joined now by one of the co-authors of Mana of the Pacific, Api Salome Movono, for more. Api began his career at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji and is now a senior lecturer at Massey University, where he continues his passion for the Pacific through research and promoting development that is fair, resilient and sustainable for future generations. Nisa Yandra Vinaka, Api, and thank you for your time this afternoon. Vinaka Vakalevu.
Nimbula Vinaka, Brian, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have your company, and you know, I've been blessed to go through the book and get an advanced copy, and I must say it's so inspiring. I love it. It's amazing. But let's begin with this. You know, when you were putting the book together for you and Regina, what was it that the main focus or the purpose, what it is that you both wanted out of the book, Api?
Yeah, well, I think I should probably give a bit of background on what inspired us. So when the pandemic struck, we were both studying tourism in the Pacific, and when the pandemic struck, we were very conscious of what our people would be going through. So we set out on a smell of an oily rag, reaching out to people, calling them up, conducting Zoom interviews, but also conducting a survey to see how people were faring. And what amazed us, not so surprising, was this: despite the many struggles and hardships that our people faced, they were able to sustain themselves and improve their well-beings by digging and reaching back into their customary systems, their traditions, their family, their whānau, their land. And you know, you have young people my age, about 34, 35, who've never worked in the garden, always worked at the resorts, but because of the pandemic, were able to connect with their elders, learn the art of fishing and farming and gardening. So, yeah, and it really drew us to the fact that we Pacific people are strong, our cultural systems are there for a reason, and it's a support system in these times. And we thought, okay, let's see what we can do to raise awareness about the mana of Pacific peoples.
So with that, what were your initial discussions between yourself and Regina in terms of, you know, like the seed of the idea of putting the book together, focusing on proverbs, you know, proverbs from around the Pacific, and then, you know, journeying that out to what is now the finished book, Api?
Okay, Vinaka. So we sort of got the idea after reading the book Maori Ora, which is a collection of Maori whakatokis. And when we saw that, you know, for Samoans, for Fijians, we have our own collection of proverbs, not often collated. And so we cast our net out. We saw who had published work where. There were books on Tongan proverbs, there were books on Fijian proverbs, on Hawaiian proverbs, and so on. But there was no one book that sort of brought together different proverbs on specific themes. And, you know, we set out with the vision to do this, not for ourselves, but to sort of be curators, to keep a record of this. And as you may know, all proceeds from this book will go towards community-based resilience building projects in the region. So it's a win-win for us. One, we're practicing our passion, pulling together proverbs, not just from books. We ran a social media contest, and it was won by this young girl from an island in Tuvalu, The iPhone 12 was shipped to her in her boarding school. And it was just wonderful because we were able to get about 150 different entries from all parts of the Pacific, participating, sharing. We even got stories of families saying, look, we sat down after our church, our devotion in the evening and just shared, different generations just sharing these programs. And I guess that was the process in a nutshell.
Now, in terms of the Proverbs, because of course your source material, you would have had so many to choose from, and the different categories. How did you decide upon the categories and, you know, the Proverbs from the vast array of Proverbs that, you know, you had access to, Appy?
Well, it was a lot of analysis, sifting through, categorizing, but we were blessed because in Palmerston North, we have a very strong Pacifica community, and we drew on the elders from within the Palmerston North community to help us verify, look through, sift through, make additions and expand on certain things. And we're always making sure to correlate with what other people had published as well. So it was a dynamic process which involved, we were merely curators in pulling this together. But as you know, Solovaki and working together, this is the outcome of that, because as you'll see, it's not just our names there, the heaps of names, people all over across Oceania.
What I loved, Appy, going through the book, and was really quite moving for me, actually. I was quite, maybe not surprised, but surprised in how moving, like reading the Proverbs, but then also seeing such, you know, powerful and moving images of our Pacific communities across the Blue Continent and, you know, everyday life or going to church or fishing or that. You know, tell me about the process of, you know, the photographs and deciding upon those as well.
Well, you know, there's a saying, when stars align or when you have a good wind behind your sails. I think that's how it worked for us, because the main photographer, Pedram Perinia, worked extensively in the Pacific. These were from his personal collections. And you know, he was gracious enough to offer it to us. We have another of our photographers, Mr. Harry Scavens, who also donated some of his photographs. And so it was, it took a couple of months of working through and sifting through, having to look at various drafts. But, you know, we were very fortunate to have a good team that we could draw on to not just validate, but for us to have a consensus on what worked and whether it inspired these feelings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Appy, in terms of the whole journey of putting the book together for you and Regina and the team for Mana of the Pacific, looking back, do you have a favourite memory or a favourite proverb or, you know, just a conversation speaking with the many beautiful communities across our Pacific region that stand out?
I think the best memory for me, or the best feeling, is seeing the smiles on people's faces when we pitched the idea to them, especially our Pacific Island elders and people from across the Pacific, just rolling in with their positive sentiments that this is good, it's a good initiative, and it's a step to inspire others. I mean, this is only the start. If there's an author out there in Samoa or Tonga or anywhere in the Pacific who's willing to do their own version of this, please reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to offer advice and help you along.
I want to finish with a question that I started at the beginning, Appy, for you and Regina. For everyone that purchased this book and, of course, contributes to the great initiative behind it, what is it that you want readers to take away from it?
Well, if there's one thing that I want readers to take away from the Man of the Pacific, is inspiration and strength of our elders and forebears. For too long, we've been made to rely and look up at other cultures and other systems. However, we have here a book that's ours, and it's our gift to the world.
Now, I want you to hold the book up nice and clear right up there. Yes, yes. And also, just the details, where is the best place for people, our listeners, our viewers, to go and get a copy of Mana of the Pacific, please, Api?
All right. By the end of this week, it should be available at all major bookstores across New Zealand. Yes.
Well, a book of Proverbs. Why not finish with a Fijian proverb, if you could? Share one with us, please, Api.
Only if you insist, sir. My favorite proverb that's in the book is Sol Solivaki Saita Kelindo Wata, which means communal solidarity or working together brings about unity. And I think for us in these changing times, in this difficult situation, Sol Solivaki, or unity with our whānau, with our friends, with our Pacific neighbors, with our fellow countrymen, is the only way that we can ensure a united approach to face the adversities that lie before us.
Api Salome Movono, co-author of Mana of the Pacific. Vinaka Vakalevu Ratu, been so blessed today, and all the best for the book.
God bless.
God bless.